Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. I know there's a lot of you out there wanting to watch The Ministers. We will be giving away the plot about half an hour into this episode, but you can listen to the first half. Otherwise, enjoy Leguizamarama.
Yes. I hate the word.
I got one leg is gonna fuck you to chicken.
Play a little cornstarch. My werewolf, man.
Luigi Mario. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where each week my friend Zach and I catch up, have a chat, kind of like fill each other in on our weeks, what we've been watching, how we are, and then occasionally we'll talk about John Leguizamo and everything he's been in. I say welcome back because if this is the first episode you're listening to, what the fuck?
Well, we've got to guess, so it might be that.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I feel awful because of the, like, it's, we should have given her Moulin Rouge, man. Anyway, my name's...
But you said we were saving Moulin Rouge.
My name is... Zach, shut your mouth. My name is Mish. You might know me from I'm Not Baptized.
Oh.
This is a religious type episode,
right? I didn't
know
that.
I'm not baptized. Oh. I'm joined, as always, by my friend Zach, who you might know from.
Being baptized in the Catholic faith, but also...
And peace be with you.
And peace be with you, but also vowing my virginity at a Pentecostal church I went to when I was 13 and a half, a friend's Pentecostal church.
You vowed your virginity to, mm-hmm. to marriage?
And to this day, I have not broken that promise.
Great.
I've done a lot of butt stuff.
I actually know someone who did that, but that's a different, like, who was like, had like religious upbringing, was told that they couldn't have vaginal sex till marriage. And so they were like, oh, and so they just did a bunch of butt stuff.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, and that's it. On that happy note, we're joined this week by a very special guest. We love this guest. They are a writer. They are a comedian, an actor. You can catch them every week on Gamey Game over on Stupid Old Channel.
Off season currently, yeah.
Off season, but like when they're on season, they're there. You won't see them on TikTok anymore. It's Naomi Higgins.
You're always bringing that up.
It's my favorite.
Someone's got to. No one white knows about it.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. You might know me from really looking forward to communion when I was a kid because it was grape,
were you a Catholic?
grape juice and it was delicious.
Did you do
Wait,
communion?
Grape were juice, you religious? Grape juice, that's a Pentecostal.
No, it was United Church.
Ah, right.
So actually really chill.
The Cathos
not
let
like
you drink
you.
Elks.
Yeah, were you, no, did you go to church?
Yeah, I grew up Christian.
My ass, did you really?
Yeah, and then I got basically the same route as Zach. And then I got like saved again at like they offered us free pizza or something. And then I ended up going to like the teen version of Hillsong for a while.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, Naomi. When did
it's
you stop?
Crazy. When did I stop? Yeah. I just got sick of the phone calls. I was like, Juanita's calling me again. I'm not fucking answering, Juanita. I don't care anymore.
Why was she calling you?
Just to check. That's what the church is.
Just to check
is.
That they you just... still had God in your life.
No, just to check that you're coming to the next convention. It costs a lot of money, but you get to rock out.
Oh, wow. Oh. I didn't know you went through a Hillsong phase.
It's called Planet Shakers. It's like the...
Like a Hillsong.
I think it's real. I think they're connected, but it would be like Friday night church. Oh.
Would there be like Christian rock groups?
It was literally, it was like at Rod Laver, I feel.
This is my dream. Wow. My dream is to one day pretend I'm really into Hillsong. And go.
You can just go.
You watch out. You'll get wrapped up. You'll get saved.
Fingers crossed.
It's the rock music. No, you're like, something's happening to me. I'm healed from all my ills.
It just, I was coming back from Japan and I watched a documentary on Hillsong. I didn't know Hillsong came from Australia, firstly.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Justin Bieber. But it's fascinating. And I was just like, that is the most bizarre thing I have ever seen.
I didn't know your... See, I didn't know you were not raised religious. Mm. I think that I struggle with the idea of not being raised religious because I kind of like the... The notion that it's like that it's of course it's weird. But like when you said that's the most bizarre thing I've ever said, I'm like, but it is.
I don't think it's weird.
But you're weird.
I'm surprised you survived till adulthood. You grew up without God in your life.
Yeah, you grew up without God, you stupid bitch. No wonder you're so sad.
No wonder you do all those bad things.
No wonder you're sad and not angry all the time. Because that's the Christian way.
I was wondering why you didn't have a sense of shame.
Religion was just never really a part of, I never got baptized. I never went to church. I went to a Anglican school.
I didn't go to a religious school. I think that's weird.
You think religious schools are weird?
Yeah.
But Hillsong is fine.
I never said Hillsong was fine. I was very scared. I definitely spoke in tongues at one point.
Oh, wow.
I was like, everyone else is doing it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like a teenager. What are you going to do? Not do it? And be the one who Jesus isn't speaking through?
In your group of friends, did you talk about just Jesus at school and stuff?
No.
So it wasn't like you were sitting around going, what did you do on the weekend? I went to the movies. And then, you know what? I just had a chat with Jesus. And they were like, that's really good, man.
I mean, we all went to get the free pizza. We all got saved. But then I didn't see most of them the next week. I kept going.
When I vowed my virginity, I went for the bonfire.
Well, what did you have to do to vow your virginity?
So it was this, I had a friend who was Pentecostal. I was Catholic. And the Catholics do things a little differently. It's all push it down.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk about virginity. We just don't do sex. You know, it's a different thing. Anyway... my friend was like, I would sometimes go to his church and I would sometimes go to their like fun things. The free pizza is very familiar. Mm. And I remember he was going to a bonfire. I invited him to my house and he was like, well, I'm actually going to a bonfire at my church. And I was like, oh, that sounds so cool. He's like, oh, did you want to come? I was like, yeah, that's amazing. And then his mum called like 2 minutes later and talked to my mum and she was like, it's not just a bonfire. And then my mum sat me down and was like, are you sure you want to go to this? And I was like, yeah. And then...
Did you understand the concept of it? Were you like, yeah, I will save my virginity to marriage?
Well, they said you couldn't sign up unless you were 14 and I was like 13 and like 9 months. But they kept talking about how good the fucking's going to be when you get married. They're like, the fucking's so much better when you're married because they talk about sex a lot.
Do they?
Yeah, Hillsong, in that setting, they're just like, when you get married, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, there was a bit of that.
There's a lot of that.
I said I was going to be a virgin till marriage in high school as well.
But did you mean that?
Yeah, I meant it at the time. Yeah, what do you mean? You were a teenager.
You don't sign a thing unless you mean it. No, but
I'm
saying,
you're like, I have these beliefs I'm going to stick to and you don't know shit about anything.
I always said that I wasn't going to have sex until I fell in love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
The truth is, the reason I said that is because no one wanted to have sex with me in high school. So I was like, I'm not having sex actually by choice.
So then my parents came and picked me up and I told them, I was like, I've just vowed my virginity until I'm married. And my parents just had the most Catholic response, which was like, oh, okay. Like I remember it so vividly of them just being like, okay, like you are going to fuck. Like, I don't want to think about this, but there's no way you're going to keep that on. Like, and it was,
were your parents very religious? Mystery. Like, is this too personal a question if I ask, like, do you think?
No, my parents, were they religious?
Yeah.
We went to church every second Sunday. My parents had, this is the way the Catholics were, they had the guilt of their parents. My grandma and my granny was very religious. My parents still had that guilt. I went the other week, it was Good Friday, and Mum was like, I'm not cooking meat. And I'm like, but you haven't, okay. Like there's a guilt with them. It's like it's burnt into their brains. Mm. I remember I watched Dogma and I saw the light of atheism of agnosticism when I watched Dogma. And I remember I went and told them, I was like, I don't want to go to church anymore. And I said it on a Sunday morning and I don't think I was very articulate. I think they thought it was just because I didn't like the mornings, which is true. And then B, They just didn't get it. They were just like, why would you not?
Mm.
You know, it's not that they really believed or really cared about it. It was just that, why would you not go to church every now and then when you started to feel bad?
I think it was for community.
What's that?
They went for the sake of community. No. Oh, they weren't even friends with the
other people. Because those ones, man, you think the Pentecostals are bad. The Catholics with the Pentecostal verve. Oh, sorry if there's any Catholics listening here, but when you approach Catholicism,
I don't think we have a huge.
I saw the Pope.
There's like two kinds of Catholics. There's the ones who are Catholic from birth, which are just like that. I'm just gonna go, and then there's the trad Cath people now.
They're amazing.
And they know. It's like they're speaking another language.
What do you mean?
Maybe they are. They just know everything about everything, and it's all. They've just got all these newfound beliefs that are like women shouldn't have rights and it's because of this thing and the sacraments and that. I don't understand any of it.
It's like I've talked about this on the pod before. I became obsessed at one point, maybe 2 years ago, with Christian YouTube channels.
Oh, amazing.
Same.
Of course you have. You're wonderful.
Wait. I
there's
a big one.
Sorry?
There's actually news.
What?
In that sphere. Do you know?
Tell me.
Do you know Kristen and Bethany?
Christian and Bethany.
Christian and Bethany.
Probably.
God, I've forgotten.
Girl Defined. Girl Defined.
Do you know Girl Defined?
No. And I'll be the audience conduit here. Tell me about Girl Defined.
So they're like sisters who have their ministry, which is just them talking on YouTube. And they've gone, like, people know who they are and make fun of them because they're like, how to wear makeup in a God-honoring way type videos they'll post. Mm. And then there was a funny thing where Bethany finally got married and she was like 30 when she got married. So she was like...
And she did not kiss her husband until their wedding day.
Yes.
That was
that would have been a teethy night. A lot of teeth where they shouldn't have been.
And everyone thought he was gay, but I was like, A, none of your business, but B, I actually don't think he is. I think he's just plays the ukulele at his own wedding. Anyway, and then they went on their honeymoon. And Bethany was like, it's so good to be here in Austria where my ancestors were. My ancestor was like my great-great-grandfather or whatever was the mayor of this Austrian town from like 1938 to 1945. And people were like, Anyway, news on that front because they're like super Christian. Turns out her husband now has been like, he's like, I don't believe in God anymore.
And they're like, Oh my God.
So we're working through that together. And she's so waited until she's like fucking 30 to kiss someone. And then they get married. And he's like, actually, I don't believe in it.
Are you serious? The cum comes out of you and you just become the person you were meant to be.
Well, yeah.
I always point to, if you want to look at like the physical effects or the effects of losing virginity on a person, you just need to look at Guy Sebastian because he was Christian, you know when he had sex. And it's like if it's like a Pokemon. It's like he went from this little Afro boy to this sexy, buff, tattooed, like charismatic, kind man. And it's like, when did that happen exactly?
That's so funny.
But it's true. It's like he got married and then suddenly it's like, hi, I'm Guy Sebastian. And I'm a judge now. And
he goes to
I do
like,
pop music. It's a little bit of fun.
It would be clear. So like, what's that song that he sings, that really popular one?
I don't know.
Why are you pointing
come on
to
now?
Me? I know. I
that
know
cookie
of it.
Jar.
These battle scars.
Yeah, these battle scars, not cookie
he
jar.
He actually became a better singer.
Exactly.
He found rhythm.
He went from
his muscles relaxed.
It would be clean. No, but these Christian YouTubers, man, they've got me in a chokehold. I was obsessed with Girl Defined for a bit because their videos are just so cooked. But there's like this like... young couples that are like engaged, they're my favorite because they've been dating for 2.5 months.
Wow.
And they get engaged and married within 6 months.
Wonder why that is.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? And it's just these, they've all, like all the boys, because they're like 21.
Yeah.
Their eyes are all really wide and they're all like, we love God. It's like, you're so horny. Like so horny.
It's literally, I can't explain like how much, for me, Pentecostal Christianity is about sex. Even like I think they talk about it a lot in the setting of, you know, once you get married and don't do it. They talk about not doing it a lot. But even when they're not talking about it, it's all redirected sexual energy. Like that entire Rod Laver arena is just horny.
I actually remember thinking a lot about sex at the convention.
Yeah, of course you did.
I was like, just had, I remember having graphic images of sex with my man. I was like, why am I doing this? But it's because he's up there, the guy's up there talking about how good sex is with his wife and how good it is to wait. This is just occurring to me now.
Yeah,
how but much how, they, how can
I was like,
it?
Oh my God, I must be some deviant monster. All of a sudden, I can't stop thinking about sex. Because yeah. I was, because they were just rattling, they were just sitting there being like, don't you think about this.
But that's one of those. That
don't just, think about it, Alan. Don't think
do
about sex.
Do not think about a penis going in a vagina right now.
What you need to think about
in and out, in and out,
repeatedly, and this and
faster, slower.
And the image in my mind was literally just like a cropped version of just like a video of that. And the people didn't actually exist. It was just an might as well have been like just silicon dummies.
Oh
anyway,
oh my God,
no, it's true. It's true. That it's crazy.
But isn't that the thing? He says sex with his wife is so much better. No one will ever know that answer.
Oh, they all know.
But also,
yeah, because they don't actually.
What percentage of these Pentecostal Christians do you think masturbate?
I don't know. I can't remember what the position is. I'm trying to remember.
Position is bad.
The position on.
I'm sure. Oh, actually, I don't know specifically Pentecostal, but surely.
Surely, anti.
Is it orgasming bad until it's at the hand of another person or something?
Yeah,
I don't know. You religios are weird. I got fingered at 16.
You religios.
You religios.
Fingered at 16? Yeah. Okay. You thought about how you couldn't get laid. How slutty were your friends?
No, it was so annoying. I was the first girl in my group to go on a date. It was to the Mummy Returns at Northland. We'd been through this.
Oh, my God.
He was in year 9. I was in year 7, and we kissed. I was the first person in my group of friends
to do a
tongue kiss. Yeah. 13, 15, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that is bad.
Year 9, year 7.
And we had a tongue kiss, and I was the first one, right? And I was like, I was on top of the – I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, didn't know how to wash my hair, little fatty, big nerd, right? And I was like, oh, my God, this like, sexy thing is easy. And then nothing happened for me ever. I got fingered maybe a couple times when I was 16.
Hey, you know, that's better than some.
Yeah, I've never been fingered. And we can, and I can't wait to see how you're going to change.
Yeah, I'm just going, hey, how's it going?
I'm always saying I can't wait for Zach to blossom.
Well, have you heard about this thing? No. Oh, my God. It's a real thing.
Okay, this is
what is that crazy?
We're about to get saved.
What is that crazy university in America that's super Christian?
A lot of all them.
No, it's called, oh, my God.
Are you thinking of America?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
The country.
Crazy Christian institution in America might need a few more hints.
I'm so sorry.
What about it?
Liberty University.
Okay, I don't know.
So, no, Liberty University, it came out that the principal of Liberty University was paying his pool boy to fuck his wife so he could watch. Incredible.
I can't believe it.
But that's not even the best thing. So, Liberty University TikTok is phenomenal.
Wait, is it in Utah?
Probably.
Was it Mormon?
No, it's Christian.
Is that the one? Oh no, I'm thinking of a Mormon one where people go out front and they're like, "Would you rather like kill someone or drink coffee?" And they're like, "Kill someone."
Oh, Jesus. No, it's in Virginia.
Yeah, cool.
In Lynchburg, Virginia, an evangelical Christian university.
Fantastic.
But he's
paying the pool boy to fuck his wife.
Is Lynchburg like that, place where it's named after? Like black rights activist whose last name was Lynch.
Oh God, I don't know. Oh God, I hadn't even thought about that.
No, I think that's real. And then like there's another town called Equality, which is named after like the Ku Klux Klan or something. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, just fun facts. Lynchburg, okay. Anyway.
America's got a pretty dark history. Lucky we live in Australia, which is squeaky clean.
No, but that's named after a good guy.
Yeah, the Jerry Falwell Jr. and wife Becky open up about the pool boy sex scandal.
I love that.
It's phenomenal. No, but in watching TikToks for Liberty University, there is a real thing where these couples all get created, like, and it's a ring before spring. So that's like you want to, in your first year, date before spring
break. A ring before spring. I saw this. Now, here's a little moment of our different interests touching. I'm really into Disney bounding.
Same.
Yeah. So for the listener, I think we've explained it before, but Disney bounding
you would
is.
Be into Disney
of course I'm into Disney bounding.
And I hope there's no listeners that are like, well, I'm a Disney bounder. Can't wait for all this
too
positive.
Bad.
Can't wait for them to talk positively about our shared interests. Nope, Disney bounding is, just to give some context, it's against the rules for adults to dress as Disney characters in the parks, because then they might look like low rent versions of the characters, mm-hmm. and it's hard to determine. So only kids are allowed to. So what some Disney fans do is they dress in casual clothes as close to mm-hmm. the characters as is possible. I just feel like that's good for the listener understand.
Yeah.
But so why now, do you know about?
So there's a particular family I follow, and I'm not going to cast aspersions on this family, but they...
Another one where everyone thinks the husband's gay.
Yeah, everyone's very much on the husband for being gay, but he's not gay.
He probably just likes Disney's music.
I asked my gay friend, and he said that the guy seems asexual.
I...
Just so you know, I asked someone, and they said he's not gay, he's ace.
Is this our mutual friend?
Yes.
I'd believe him.
I have no...
They don't have like
I think
kids.
It's immoral. I think it's immoral and wrong to like talk about the sexuality of people. It's their choice when they want to come out. Mm-hmm. He has a pole dance pole in his bedroom. So
Okay.
No, that's got nothing to do with sexuality. That's fucked up for anyone.
But they also just have all this, like, there's just clearly, like, a lot of pain in their eyes, and you'll get these little hints of just, like, intense family drama and intense shit, but it's always, like, smile on their face. And the oldest daughter, had Ring Before Spring, did a Ring Before Spring piece of content. No, but she's looking for it. She's wanting it. And it's
spring right now over there, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe she didn't get
it. Maybe
there.
It's for the end, oh, before the end of spring.
But basically, like this Ring Before Spring thing, right? So you start university. All I have to go off is Liberty University because I'm obsessed. You start at Liberty University. You want to start dating someone so that by the time it's spring, you were engaged.
The end of spring or the start of spring?
Start of spring. You go into
the start
spring.
Start of spring. Because this spring comes earlier
spring.
Than ours.
Yeah, a ring for spring. So anyway, well, before spring. Anyway, so there's obviously they're not having sex before marriage, but they created this thing where, and this is real, a couple would lie down in bed.
Oh, soaking.
Soaking.
Yeah,
that's a Mormon thing.
Soaking. The Mormons.
Wait, is that where you like shake the mattress?
Yeah, the Mormons.
Oh, did you know about this?
Yeah, the jump humper.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Did you
know? Hold on. Little goblins in the world right now.
I say this with no light in my eyes because I've talked about it so much. I'm just, like, yeah, jump up.
Why are you looking at me like you do it? Like you do it. Yep.
I don't do it
soaking
anymore.
Soaking twice a week. What?
What?
Tom, did you know what soaking was?
No. Wait, Tom, did you?
No, never heard of it, Michi.
Okay, yeah. Great.
At least some you of and us, Tom
some
are normal.
Of us are civilized. No, I've heard of
not
soaking.
It's ultra online and whatever the fuck
boring.
I am.
But no, soaking is fascinating. So for those of you out there that aren't gross little goblins like my friends Zach and Naomi, soaking is when you get naked with your partner, you lie in bed and you have a friend shake the mattress.
And you put the penis in.
You put it in, but you're not moving, so
you
it's
don't
not
move.
Sex.
Yeah, so you're not. Yeah, so you're lying, dick is in. And then your friend shakes the mattress and you're not
they
moving.
They jump
so
up and down on top of the, so they'll probably have their legs over
that's
you.
That's a real thing. That isn't a joke thing.
No, I think it's mostly a joke thing.
It's the same thing that Catholic girls like anal. Like, I'm surprised you knew one. I never met any.
We know one.
Uh-oh. It's me.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I have never
Tom
wanted,
knows who I'm talking about.
I have
about.
Never wanted to wrap the podcast up.
And thank you for being here, Naomi.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. Good night. Ministers.
Fine.
Yes, fine. Good on you. Get out of here.
Okay, well, should we then go to an ad?
Well, before we do, I think I just want to tell the audience that I think it's just worth mentioning that we're going to split the episodes from next week.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, that's it. Just so you know,
great.
I think we mentioned this passingly like 2-3 months ago, but from next week we're going to be splitting the episodes. Most people got behind it when we mentioned it.
Well,
we
got
a few DMs.
We get DMs. We asked out about what people thought about the structure because we kind of chat shit for like half of the episode and then talk about the film, and it was really split in our DMs of people who are like, I like it when you talk about the movie, I'm just here for the chat. So we're kind of splitting it up to see how it goes, because some people are fast forwarding to get to the movie, and also if for whatever reason there really is a fan of the ministers out there that really didn't want to hear about the fact that my friend Naomi does soaking bi-weekly.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not then anymore.
I ran out of jump humpers.
Then they could have just listened to the next episode. And we're not doing it that with this one. This is just a full length.
But they know that because they're listening to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but next week.
From next week, Tuesday, you'll get us talking bullshit. At the end of that episode, this is the exciting part. So listen on Tuesday if you want to watch along, because we know people like to watch along. We're going to announce what's coming out on the Thursday. So we're going to record it as one thing.
And how we watched it, whether we watched it on a streaming platform, whether we had the DVD.
Or don't bother.
Or don't even bother even fucking try.
So you can watch along. Yeah, anyway, that's it.
After the break,
we will be revealing the most degenerate shit we did when we... No. I don't know.
What do you probably talk about the movie after the break?
Yeah, okay. But we do a little teaser so people listen through the ad break.
Oh, okay.
Is there something you're willing to reveal about yourself after the ad break?
Yeah.
All right. After the ad break, Naomi's going to reveal something about herself that you didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking around. If you stuck around, I'm assuming you're interested to hear what it is that Naomi is going to tell us about herself that you don't know.
Absolutely. You know, I guess when you said we'll take a break, I thought that you'd take a break in here and you wouldn't just leave about a 2-second pause and then come back.
That's what we usually just say, what's your favorite Christian movie? Which we could have done, and I would have said Mary Magdalene, that one with Joaquin Phoenix as Jesus.
Oh, well, actually, I'm obsessed with the God's Not Dead franchise.
Oh.
I
don't know it. Highly recommend.
I've only seen clips. I need to watch the whole thing.
It's the first movie is sort of like that Love Actually structure of like a bunch of intersecting stories, but the primary story is about a boy in college, university, and his atheist professor, who's played by Kevin Sorbo, is like, everyone write God is dead on a piece of paper, and then in this philosophy course we can just talk about other stuff because we all agree that God's dead. And he's like, I won't do that. And he's like, you have until the end of the semester to prove that God's not dead or I'll fail you.
Oh God, I love that.
It's amazing.
My favorite Christian film is, I watched it during lockdown, the first lockdown. I watched a lot of shit during lockdown.
Yeah.
And it's the Christian.
Not me.
It's the
Christian.
I was
being very productive and doing.
You and I were playing Among Us.
I don't remember that. I don't know what that is.
I watched this movie. It is a Christian version of the movie Saw, and it's called The Reconciler. There's no traps, there's no violence, but a whole bunch of people are put together in a room and they have to get out and they're all scared because they all have to reconcile their differences through God.
Oh, that's fucked.
That sounds great.
It's the Christian version of Saw. It is so fucked.
That is so fun. All right. Gone.
We are talking this week about the ministers, and Zach is doing a cheeky little blurb.
I've written a blurb.
Hell yeah.
This week we watched The Ministers, starring Harvey Keitel and John Leguizamo. Written and directed by Frank Reyes, who also created the film Empire, which I have apparently already watched and talked about on this podcast. Not that I have any memory of it at all. The Ministers tell the story of a lady cop who only goes to one restaurant, who is trying to catch a religious fanatic who killed her father in the past when she was a child and Harvey Keitel was the same age but wore a leather jacket and a bandana. Johnny Legs plays twins. You can tell them apart because he is really good at acting, and also because one is a sweetie and the other has a burn on his face and is evil. Perfect.
That's classic archetype.
Very, very.
That classic Satan incarnate with a facial difference.
Yeah, no, fuck. Very, very quickly. I remember. You don't remember anything about Empire?
No, I need to be caught up.
That's the, just very quickly, that is the one where he gets mixed into some like bad business and wants to be rich, and they go to those rich parties in the city and stuff.
Is
Denise Richards is in it.
And thingy from, yes, from Kinsey.
Yes.
That we love.
Yes.
Oh, I liked that one.
Yeah, you did. Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, it was pretty good. Denise Richards was great.
Yeah, she was great.
You don't even need Letterboxd. This,
well, I didn't know. I wouldn't have never have not remembered I watched it if it wasn't for Letterboxd. It's when I put this into Letterboxd, really? And I was like, what the fuck is the Empire?
Oh, I've watched it.
It was like, I was like, who is this director? Oh, I've watched two of his films now. Thank you, dude. Thank you, John Leguizamo.
The Ministers was so hard to find.
Mm.
They really buried this one. And I found it with the wrong title. It just happened to have a picture of Harvey Keitel as the image on YouTube. So someone's uploaded it there. Thank you very much. Under the name Bad Detective.
No, no, no. That's Bad Detective. Bad Lieutenant was next to Harvey Keitel. The name of the... I think the name of the clip was New York City Police Officer.
New York Detective.
New York Detective. And I thought that was the name of the film before I watched it because you just sent the link. And I was like, what a strange name for a film.
I don't think you guys understand.
What you've done to me.
I've seen this before. Not the movie.
Oh, my God.
No. I'll, like, play something on YouTube and then it'll just be, like, YouTube on the home screen and then occasionally... my boyfriend and I will just like flick through them and it just shows the free movies and the movies are never called what they're actually called.
Yeah. I watch them all the time.
And do you really?
Of course I do.
And they've got like random people in a thumbnail who aren't in it. Like they'll just like have like overlaid a little, like an image from Top Gun and then an image from like some other movie that men watch.
Wow, I didn't know this.
And it's just, it's
midday movies. They're all midday movies.
But then they're like some, I guess this wasn't a good movie, but they're often renamed. But then there's some that are clearly so bad that they can just upload.
This would have gone to midday. Like if television was still a thing, this would either be midnight or midday.
Midnight. It's too violent.
Oh, that's true.
No, way too violent. Crazy. Yuck, yuck.
But no, during the day, I think you could go up to M. That's why, you know, Oprah sometimes had the hard-hitting shit. Dr. Phil went pretty dark. Maybe it was PG. I know that during the day that you could get a little bit, not violent, but you could get further than a G because, like, kids are at school.
Yeah, Oprah's trajectory was crazy her week, wasn't it? Because she'd be like, what fashion can you wear to make you look two sizes slimmer? And here's a child that was locked in a cupboard for 7 years and never came out.
Yeah.
And also, let's have a look inside my new kitchen. Like, it was, what a bizarre week. What a bizarre week for Oprah.
Oprah legit has her problems but pushed society forward on a number of things.
Yeah.
I'll give Oprah a lot of credit for certain
things. I'll give Oprah some credit. Why not?
I don't really remember what Oprah's done.
Oh, my God. I had the
Oprah. I remember the cars.
I had the 25th anniversary DVD box set of Oprah. It was gifted to me.
Oh, there you go.
Box set of Oprah?
Did you
Oprah?
Watch it? Did you crack it?
No. No, I did. I watched the actors' interviews.
Oh, that's fun. Cute. She was a very strange interviewer. She would, like, really just, like, push them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get what she needed.
That's how you
got to
do it.
What's that?
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you want to do that job?
No. No, I did some, like, I did some work in radio once and then I was like did an interview and then the guy afterwards was like, yeah, so it's just like the questions you're asking, they're gonna like expect it, so then you get like a, you know, a standard answer, but it's good to like not to like, you know, sort of not to catch them off guard, but just like get them sort of on their back foot so that they maybe say something that they like don't want to say. I was like, okay, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore.
That's pretty crazy.
I was like, great, I don't like this.
Yeah, no, fair. You can watch currently on YouTube in the free movies section, But I'm a Cheerleader. It's how I recently watched But I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh, I really
and that
watch
brings
that.
Us to our weekly segment of what's something cool you watched this week.
Oh.
I watched But I'm a Cheerleader this week, and that movie is a solid 8.5 out of 10.
I am so keen to watch it. Camp classic,
no.
I've been told.
Oh, wait. Oh, is that with Natasha Lyonne?
Yes.
Mm. No, I haven't seen it. But
who is one of my husband's, calm down, one of my partner's three...
Like, not your husband, one of your partners.
Yeah, sorry, I'm Polly.
How would your husband feel?
I am raging Polly.
How does your husband feel to be mistaken for one of your partners?
I hated that. He has 3 hall passes, and one of them is Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. She's like, it's not, she wouldn't be my hall pass.
I think it's very big of me to sit and watch that movie with him, to be honest with you.
It's very
well, I just think about how much he wants to fuck her.
Mish. He's obsessed with women who seem like they should be lesbians.
Hey, do I seem like I should be a lesbian?
No, actually, you don't.
All right, I mean, I wouldn't carry the way.
You would make a good lesbian, though.
I'd be a fabulous lesbian.
No, you wouldn't. Look at those nails.
What?
Yeah, you'd have to cut the nails because you'd be a netball lesbian.
No, because I have these nails, it means that I'm very, very desperate.
What? I called you a netball lesbian. I think that's a really funny subcategory that I've just defined.
Netball lesbian. I would not be a netball lesbian.
No, if you were a lesbian, you would also love netball. No,
I'd be the lesbian at the bar that fingers you in the toilet.
I don't think so.
What also, kind of lesbian am I then? You'd have to deal with your nails for that.
What's a pillow princess?
The one that can have nails like that because you don't do anything.
Hey!
I know you love having your nails done. I'm trying to work with you on this.
You wanna...
So do you reckon that's the biggest indicator that I'm straight is that I have pointy
100%.
Nails?
100%. Straight away, that's it.
Yeah, you
that's
can't no. finger in the bathroom with those nails.
Yes, you can.
No, you
Are
can't.
Are you filming us?
No. Yeah. Well,
he's going to catch you out.
You're cute because I'm holding my phone.
You're holding it like this. You're like, bitch, you can't finger anyone in
but
the
I
bathroom.
Love that you're say like, it. You were accusing me of filming you when I am filming you. There's like 7 cameras around. You're being filmed right now. Yeah. No. I don't know. I've never
absolutely
been fingered,
not.
But I've never fingered anyone with those nails before.
But I think that having these nails makes me very dexterous and careful, and I think I'd know not to hurt somebody. It's not like I get these nails and just go around shoving them in places.
Mitch, it wouldn't be the same as doing it to yourself. Remember, the person's facing the other way.
If your husband or one of your partners had nails like that...
She turned the cube in her head and she went, right, I get it.
Right, I get it. I understand.
Anyway, the cool thing I watched is But I'm a Cheerleader. I highly recommend. Naomi, what's something cool you watched this week?
I'm just going to say something I watched recently because on here every week. But it is a movie that was on the free YouTube thing, and it was titled, its proper title. It's called Flight World War II. Huh. And it's set on a plane. And then the plane time jumps to World War II. But this whole movie only takes place on the plane. And they're like, hang on a second. We're flying above France and I see a bunch of bombs. And that's an old plane. And we're 2 experts on World War II. And we've got to go tell the pilot that we're in World War II for some reason. And it's amazing. I highly recommend.
You know, I watched one episode of
Is
Highlander.
This your thing?
No, no. You know Highlander? And everyone was raging about it for a while. I watched one episode and 2 things turned me off. The amount of narration and the other thing was, the fact that she was a botanist. Like, that's very... I'm a medical botanist. Like, that's very fucking convenient. Like, try going back there if you're a fucking genius at an Apple store.
Not even. I work at Repco.
Of all the fucking jobs you could have had, it's the one that actually helps back then.
I work at a Porto.
Hey, I can help. All I need is...
Wait, so your problem with the fiction is that it's fantastical and it really works out and it's
just, it's when there's an expert in the mix that shouldn't, exactly the same token that of all the aeroplanes that go back in time, it happens to be one that has 2 World War II experts.
Yeah, they're like, we must be in 1942. Which, to be fair, sitting with my boyfriend, he's like, wrong. That so plane good. Came out in 43.
Was it actually a good film?
And
enjoyable?
He was getting mad. Well, it depends what you mean by enjoyable.
Out of 10, what do you
I enjoyed it. I give it a 7.
Okay.
For enjoyment.
That's all I care about.
Okay. I wouldn't give it a 7 for, like, it's a good movie. Oh, again, no, the whole thing takes place on the plane.
I just want entertainment.
They never land the plane in World War II.
That's so funny.
Well, that would be very expensive.
Zach, what's something fun you watched this week?
What's something fun I watched this week? I've been rewatching the X-Men's. I watched X-Men and X-Men 2. That was really fun.
That's fun.
And
I thought of another one.
Oh, no.
No, you gave away
Too
with
bad,
that.
Man.
World War II
but I think you'll really like the
you
one.
Go for it.
Bicentennial Man.
Oh!
Oh, why did you open with that?
Sorry, I forgot.
How good's Bicentennial Man?
Amazing. I watched it as a kid. I was like, this movie's fucking amazing. And then I realized as an adult, I was like, I've never heard anyone talk about this like it's a classic. And then I watched it again.
It feels like it's a classic.
He fucks her granddaughter.
Yeah, he fucks the. You know how young a woman has to be that you when you met one of the one you met the woman before her in the lineage and her egg didn't exist. She has to be so far forward in the lineage for that.
That's fucked.
Do you know what
up.
I mean?
Yeah, that's
because
fucked.
When your grandma's pregnant with your mum, you exist as an egg.
Mm-hmm.
That girl didn't exist. She was so young.
She wasn't even an egg.
Her granddaughter was like six. Anyway, amazing movie. Really such a big budget and so charmless. And they're like, It's Robin Williams, but don't worry. He's playing a robot. So he's not funny or charming in any way. It's like if Rain Man wasn't talented.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say I rewatched Akira. That's the one I rewatched that I love.
Akira, the one about a dog.
No. Akira is set in, it's an anime from the 80s and it's set in post-World War III Tokyo. And I've never seen you leave the room faster.
What do you
faster.
Mean, World War
No,
III?
It's not.
Mish just left the room.
What do you mean?
You were here, but you were just like.
No, it's because the mic started cracky.
No, I know. I'm only playing.
I
World
left.
World War III. Yeah, you left. Everyone left.
I realized you weren't talking about that movie where she has big eyes and I was like, I don't care anymore.
I thought you were talking about the dog that waits at a train station for his owner and the owner never rocks up because they're dead.
No, I think that's Red Dog.
Red Dog.
I think you're thinking of Red Dog.
No, I'm not thinking of Red Dog. I've never seen Red Dog.
No, Alita is...
Alita Battle Angel.
No, now that you said Alita Battle Angel, you've thrown me.
Because I've never seen that, but Akira. I laugh whenever I see a poster.
Akira is like the coolest. You'd know some of the images. It's like it's about like a biker gang. And
I'm sure I've seen it on a t-shirt.
Looking thing. Yeah, you've seen it on t-shirts.
Tom's nodding.
You've seen it on t-shirts. You've seen it on posters. Your worst dates have worn those t-shirts.
Is it just AKIRA? Cool.
Yeah. But it's very cool.
1988?
Like, yeah. It's very cool aesthetically. You'd hate it.
Okay.
And you'd love Bicentennial Man.
And you'd love Bicentennial Man.
Mish
loves a sci-fi.
I don't like. I actually don't like Bicentennial Man.
The pacing, you're like, how is it still going?
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I love a movie that just goes.
Yeah, it just doesn't stop. We should talk about the ministers.
Yep.
Look. The movie itself is, I think, quite bizarre in terms of it's like, it feels like it was a movie that was written in the 70s that got rejected and then was found in a pile of rejected films and someone went, oh, just make this.
That's an interesting observation.
It's possible. But no one cares enough about the movie for you to ever find out.
Yeah. But that's the feeling
that's
I got.
That's an interesting way to put it, yeah.
Yeah.
I messaged you. We don't normally message. Like, we like to keep opinions fresh. But the thing I said is it's really hard to make a movie, I reckon.
And good on him for giving it a go.
No, and I really mean it.
That's not
and
what
now
I said.
That I know, now that I know that he made Empire and I really quite liked Empire, sometimes you hit it, sometimes you miss it.
Yeah, maybe he had a lot on.
Sorry?
Maybe he had a lot on.
What,
you know,
what like could you have on in your life if you're a filmmaker that is bigger than making a film?
Maybe his wife was having a baby and he's a good dad.
Mm.
Well, then just go, I can't keep going on with production now, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. You just say, oh, ring. Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, you can't. Wait, who did you say it to? The wife?
To John Leguizamo.
You say to the production, I can't do the production. Yeah. You got.
Then how are you going to feed your child?
You got 100 people that are not going to get employed because you got to go do this?
No, you go in, you get it done, and then you wait however many years it's been and I listen to three people who've never done anything close to this and be like, boo.
The thing that pissed me off about this movie, right, was that there was no twist, there was no reveal. There was no, it was.
I think there were attempts at twists and reveals.
Oh, we were told everything in the first 5 minutes.
Didn't know that they killed the, I mean, full disclosure, it was very hard for me to pay attention to this movie because it's very bad. It was really difficult. I was trying, not that hard.
I know.
It was on.
But I feel like they were trying to keep it a twist that it was the twins that killed the dad, right?
Oh, but that isn't, like, why else are they there?
Oh, was that
you
a
know
twist?
What I mean?
There was, like, you didn't know that they shot her dad.
I thought it was
start,
a twist
right?
that...
No, but because they were like, bang, here's a little pamphlet on religion. Yeah. And then the next shot is them with the twins with
but
the
also,
little pamphlet.
But also, how old was John Leguizamo's character?
Yeah, obviously we knew they did it because one of them had a facial difference. And so yeah, then you know.
But thank God the one with the facial difference was the evil one.
Yeah, thank God. Imagine if she fell in love
yeah, I know.
With the facial difference one.
But
it
wouldn't make any sense. Yeah,
no.
It wouldn't make sense that she would fall in love with that. But also, when they were like, the facial difference is like so intensive. These intensive scarring, red scarring on his face. Fairly,
it's just
maybe a few
face.
Years old, and it turns out, no, that was happened to him when he was a small child. He's now like 30 years older than that, and yeah. They still look like gaping open wounds.
But they shot her dad. They shot her dad.
Best jump scare I've had in a long time, though.
Was when they shot her dad.
Hell yeah.
But I got a
question. Well, I was on my phone, and then I went, what happened? And I had to rewind it because it was just the daughter like crying with blood on her face. I was like, oh. And this was 30 seconds in.
But this is how quickly I was
you were already like, oh, God.
But my question is, they shot the dad when they were adults and she was a little kid.
Mm. She was 18.
Oh, was she 18?
Yeah, it was about that.
Which I don't understand why they had two actors. Because then I was like, wait, is that the same woman? Because then it's like,
because Keitel plays himself. Mm. And she seemed younger than 18. Why did they have a different actress? Why didn't they just have her?
I thought it just looked like two adult women. I'm like, is that supposed to be the same woman or not? Just have the same woman. It's fine.
Yeah.
Or just have a younger actress. Like, just don't make it her 18th birthday.
Yeah, make it when she's a kid. But then I guess because I reckon this got written, and then I reckon there was a lot of notes, and then I reckon they did the notes, and then they got the funding, and then they made the movie, and there was probably another few drafts to do.
They forgot to read it through again after they did the edits.
No, I think that that's actually a really, really good yes.
Like, I think that it did happen when she was a kid, and then they decided to do the twist, and then someone said, wait, how is that? Does that mean she's heaps younger than John Leguizamo's character? And then they added the 18th birthday in a rewrite. It's got that vibe of, like,
that makes
add a bit of this, change a bit of that, change
but
a bit of this.
But also, her life goal then becomes this 18-year-old is to become a cop so she can avenge her father's death, find the people who killed her father. Her attempts attempts are so weak.
Mish, you watch this a lot more than I think either of us did.
I, you know what I was annoyed by? I was looking up for a plot synopsis when I was half an hour in because I was like, fuck, I've got to figure out what was happening. And then it was so hard to find a full plot synopsis because of how few people have watched this movie. Yeah. And I was like, I'm never going to find out what happened.
But it wasn't clear. Like, it wasn't
I would just,
clear what
I would
was
say
happening,
this,
was it?
To be, what? No. That's the thing. It was not
okay,
clear.
Okay, good. And Mish was actually watching it.
Yeah.
No, well, sort of. Like, I mean, no, because I didn't, like, I am very, very, very careful, not just because it's, because we love John Leguizamo, because we do. I'm very, very careful what I say I don't like and what I do like on this pod, because it's, like, my reasoning could be like why I don't like something or whatever could be very, you know.
Superfluous.
Thank you. I didn't enjoy this film. Mm. Because
you just throw the indie productions.
No, because I think that this is going to.
Under the bus.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't enjoy this film because I was very bored. Because other than the jump scare, which there's a jump scare about 30 seconds in, 1 minute into this film.
Do you know?
Now I've ruined the jump scare. Now I've ruined the jump scare for anyone who wanted to listen
to it. The one good thing is that exactly 30 seconds to a minute in.
Something happens and you're not going to expect it.
Well, no, because jump scares don't get me that much anymore because I watch so much horror movies. Mm. So I can kind of sense when one is coming generally. Not generally. I'm not fucking, I don't have superpowers. But, like, I'm just not that affected by
it. I don't think
it.
It's a superpower. You tell stories. You kind of can feel when it's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not see this one coming.
I really did. I really did see something coming because I was, I was watching it. I was very, from the start, like, it's an odd scene to start with. It doesn't, like, have.
It's very jarring. It's I think just, it's because it doesn't start with a wide shot. It just starts with women walking out of a front door.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it starts, like, this feels like a scene 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And I just was like, why is this the scene we're starting on? Why is Harvey Keitel suddenly just like, well, da-da-da-da-da-da? And I was confused. And then I just thought to myself, there has to be a reason this scene is at the start. So I was less shocked. I didn't think that was going to happen, but I was like, something has to.
It was very quick.
Happen here. Like, something has to happen because why are we here?
I'll say this. I was so excited to get into this room with you and with Tom, and I was so happy to have Noms because I fucking love being around Noms. I was not looking forward to talking about this film. Mm. Not because I hated it, because I would love to talk about a movie I hated.
Yeah.
I just have nothing to say.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, it's not good. It has a 4 on IMDb, a 3.9.
That's high.
And I would say that that's, in my opinion, that's about right.
I think that's high. Be serious for a second.
Okay. I will nothing. As soon as we stop talking about this, as soon as we walk out of the podcast studio, I will never remember. I'll never think of this film again.
Do you want to tell me what happened? Because I don't think I actually know.
I don't know.
Okay, wait. I'll try and sum it up. So,
yeah, go
the 18-year-old, her dad gets shot by masked men, and we'll never know who they are.
It's John Leguizamo.
Well, and then it jumps forward. She's a detective. She's friends, she's detective partners with the man that you keep saying the name of.
Harvey Keitel. Who's actually, just for anyone who's only seen this film, and maybe you haven't seen him in anything else, he's actually a really good actor.
Oh, no, I recognize him. I know that he's a good actor.
But I just, in this, I feel like I need to say it. I was intrigued by his performance. No. Anyway, go on.
That's the thing. You can't, there's other people involved.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do at that point? You know, what's he going to do?
Yeah, I was fascinated by it because it made me realize like an actor is only as good as the writing and the editing and the directing and the whether or not they checked out on day one.
I would have.
And it looks like they all did. So she wants to find the person who killed her dad and gave her a pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see John Leguizamo and his twin, and they are really religious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm.
And then she starts dating him somehow.
So they're killing off this religious sect, it's killing off people who do drugs, which is another one of those.
I missed
like,
that completely.
That's really strange. They're killing off cops and people who do drugs, I think.
Okay.
And they live in the same brochures, but they're like, they're not the same one. It might just be a copycat.
Because God told them to. And then Sweetie Pie John Leguizamo pursues the cop, and evil John Leguizamo is not happy about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then they killed the dad. It's not good.
But then she's mad at her at the guy. I'm never gonna.
Keitel.
It's not Keitel. Gonna go in.
And he does that scene where he's like, "Don't leave."
To
Harvey Keitel screams at the girl, "Please don't leave!"
Because tells her the reason you're. Dad got killed was because I killed a guy. And then he's like, don't leave.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It did not. I was playing a game on my phone.
He describes it.
We gave you Sesame Street last time. In fairness, it was time for a 2-hour.
Come on. Okay. It's an hour and 24 minutes, including the credits.
It was a short film, but it felt really long.
As soon as I started, I was like, this has so long to go.
Do we have.
Not even 90 minutes.
Do we have final thoughts of this film?
Oh, wow, yeah.
No, but wait, I didn't. Okay, so
no, yeah, go.
The Harvey guy kills a woman, and then she's like, oh, we're just like the one who killed whatever. She's like struggling with that.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
And then.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked up from my phone at that point.
No, but I love that I feel like I want to give it more context, but as far as I can tell. Yep, that happens.
Well, yeah. It's a comment
that's where
on
I'm at as
police
well. Like, yeah.
brutality. And then it turns out, oh, the cop, her cop dad killed the twins' friend.
Dad.
Okay. I didn't know.
It was a lot of dads. A lot of dads were. The reason this is all happening is because everybody's dads were involved in something awful.
She finds out. She's like, oh.
What?
Sort of a funny joke.
Right? There's a standoff at the end.
Yeah.
And then someone gets shot by someone else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everyone
and
gets shot.
And who was that?
She shoots Johnny Legs' evil brother.
Okay.
Because it's all about evil. There was something in it. I mean, this is not a genre that I.
But then did someone else shoot someone else?
Yeah. A lot of people got shot. A lot of people got shot at the end. Johnny Legs got shot.
What do you mean this
Yeah,
is
right?
A, you
he
love
got
a
shot
thriller.
By another cop.
I don't love a copy hardcore.
I think his problem is that he likes movies that are good.
Yeah. But no, but see,
But I don't love it. I don't love.
It's not even true.
I don't love like a hard. I don't love. No, I love a lot of bad movies. No, I don't love. I don't love like middling cop
dramas. You know, like we were talking about like drugs and cops and cool and how cool are cops and just like, oh, let's go fucking da-da-da. Like that, they're often pretty whatever.
Like Saw 4.
Yes. Now you're speaking, Mish.
I've only seen up to Saw 3, but I really, really want to watch all of them.
It dips for 4 and 5, and then 6 is the one where you're like, all right.
Yeah, it gets better. My final thought is that I think Saw 2 is almost as good as Saw 1.
That's your final thought for the podcast?
Have I told you the story about how Saw 2 got made on this podcast?
Yes.
I have?
I don't know.
Have I?
I know the story because you told me.
You can tell me the story.
All right. Okay. This is my final thought. So the director, writer-director of Saw 2 wrote a different film. He wrote a film and it was about a bunch of people in a house and someone traps them and he sets a bunch of traps and he uses it to teach them lessons. And it was this really cool spec script that he wrote and everyone was like, you know, he was going around and it was getting kind of buzzy in Hollywood. And then Saw came out and he was just like, fuck. Like, that's the same concept as my movie. He'd spent years developing it, years pitching it. And he was just like, there goes my movie. Like, Saw's just gone and blown up. That's the fucking end of that. And then he, like, you know, was like done and he was really sad. But then Saw did so well that the production company were like, we need to make a sequel. Not only that, we need to make a sequel. We want it out next Halloween. Usually takes a lot longer to develop a sequel. So they were like, fuck, what can we do? Oh, I know. That guy sold us a concept that was really, really similar. Why don't we get him in? He can direct it and you guys can just do a rewrite over it to make it fit into the Saw universe. And that's what they did.
That's great.
So that's probably why it's as good, because it was its own film that just then kind of
That's lovely.
Merged in.
That makes sense. That's Jamie, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are I just wish people would stop being like, oh, let's show this person's evil by making them look fucked up. Because that still happens today, and I just think it's crazy. And I'm trying to take a stand. And I know that's what people listen to Leguizamarama for people to take a stand. And I think it's mean.
Yeah, fair.
I say we get rid of, like, scarred characters and villains and bring back queer-coded villains. That's my theory.
Absolutely. Have they gone anywhere?
No, they haven't.
But make them gayer.
Give them style. They're always the most fun.
There were two John Leguizamos in this movie, two of them.
Yeah.
And yet I'm still only going to give it three. I'll give it 3.5 Leguistamos.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
Oh, my God.
No, this is Leguistamos. Not stars. This is how Leguizamo-y the thing was.
Okay.
Obviously,
I know that. I listen every week.
I'm gonna
But you came on here. You gave 5 Leguistamos.
I'm gonna give it 3.5 because even though he is a phenomenal actor, I don't really remember any particularly good acting bits in it. And there were two of him. Mm. And also, I guess like his little sweetheart boy John Leguizamo character was kind of a slightly bit more developed than the evil one, but it's gonna get 3.5 from me.
I do love that you have explained the concept very succinctly and in the same way every single time we've had a guest. And then the first time ever you haven't done that, we've just admonished Naomi. We just like jumped straight into it.
No!
No! Leguistamos!
Well, you've done this before, 3 years ago.
3 years ago about a clip from Sesame Street.
Hey, that was one of the best things we've ever watched.
Oh, no, I was much happier to watch that than this.
But both of us just went so hard on you with no explanation. It's not stars, Naomi!
It's fine, they get off on it a little bit.
I'm gonna
not in a horny way. Just for friends.
Just a friend way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it 4.5 Leguistamos. A begrudging 4.5 Leguistamos.
No one's making you.
No, but I have to. I mean, there's two John Leguizamos. It's like him giving a like.
All right, I'm gonna go to.
You don't have to.
No, I'm gonna go to 4 because you make points.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to listen to this? No. I know he knows about the podcast, but if I was him, this would not be the episode I'd listen to.
I really, unless he's like, I forgot I made that movie. Let's have a listen to what, oh, fuck, it sounds like it was awful.
Yeah, he probably had to check his letterbox.
He's not watched it. He's not watched it back. He has not seen this
movie. He went to the premiere and he was like, who are you?
Yeah.
Ducked out as soon as the lights went down.
Yeah.
I think he's given a guy a go, you know. It fits into the hard workingness of him of just being like, yeah, well, I have that 2 weeks free. I'll play Twins then. and you get to see kind of Goofy and like that. It feels like those could be two characters in one of his one-man shows. Mm. Yeah, it's 4.5 Leguistamos, but that's not an endorsement. And yeah.
How many Leguistamos from you?
I'm going to give it 2.5, mm-hmm. which I think is fair because, I mean, we've seen the twin thing done much better than this. And I don't even think it's his fault.
Have you seen Twins?
Mm.
Okay, well, it's talking about like Parent Trap adaptation kind of thing. Yeah. I feel like maybe he was trying to do an adaptation thing of like these two really different guys. Mm. And it wasn't good, but I don't think it's his fault because we know he can act, and this movie was really bad.
Yeah, we do know he can act. You're so right. There was a part of me that was like, there was most of my brain was like, why did he do this film? But the actor part of my brain, a part of my brain that I've been trying to kill for 20 years, but the actor part of my brain was like, I would say yes
to
the
would
twins.
Be fun. Yeah. It'd be a good one in the Jekyll and Hyde.
I would read the script and be like, oh.
And it's an actor it's a director that he's worked with a bunch, and a bunch of the actors in it have been in other movies with him before as well. They're all like working actors.
Keitel said yes. I reckon he would have been in two minds. He would have been like, twins. Oh, Harvey Keitel's doing it. Well.
All right, maybe.
All right.
And it ruined his career, and that's what's sad.
No, racism ruined his career. Tom.
What?
We asked Tom a question.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Yes.
Based on everything that we have said about this movie, is it a Leguizamo, please, or a Leguizano-no?
Leguizamo no-no, thank you. 3 weeks in a row.
Naomi, is there anything
he's
that you've
done
need?
A lot of movies. I don't know if you've talked about that.
Yeah. Well, so we'll get Tom on board for Chef.
Yeah.
Well, how have you not done Moulin Rouge?
We're saving it.
For someone special.
Dessert time, special time.
Like sex, is that right, Mitch?
We're not going to promise to you.
That's right. I want to wait till I'm in love before I show someone Moulin Rouge.
Huh.
Why is that the joke? You like promised your virginity and you got saved again or some shit.
I don't know.
And the joke is on me for not wanting to have sex until I was in love?
I mean, it just worked for the format of
Naomi.
Just making connections in my brain.
Do you have anything to promote or plug?
Not really. I think my Instagram and Twitter are on private at the moment.
Well, she's a mystery, but we love her.
So if you want to see, then you got to follow me.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. We love you. Thank
love
you
guys
so much.
Too. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Tom, thank you so much for coming on.
Why did you just point at yourself?
No, I wasn't.
It's like.
No, you just look over and Tom's pointing at himself like to also tell
thank
him.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate you coming out on a Tuesday night to record this.
That was like at the end of a play when the cast stand on the stage and then they clap towards the orchestra, but you were doing it yourself.
That's so funny.
No, Tom, what Tom was saying was give
don't,
me a
yeah,
song.
Give me what I should
make sure you
leave
give me
with.
A song.
I know that now, but at the time I genuinely thought,
it was the same,
to thank me.
Yeah,
Tom,
I think
hey,
you do.
We
I
think you're wonderful. It. Can you please take us away with some of your own original music? Great. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.